Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. Our guest is Dr. Harold Rode, a man I've come to know and admire greatly over the decades for his service in the senior ranks of the United States Defense Department. He was, among other things, the sort of duty officer on Turkey and the Middle East more generally, notably in the highly esteemed office of Dr. Andy Marshall in the Office of Net Assessment. These days, he is a distinguished senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, an outfit I consider to be an absolutely indispensable online resource. He is also the author of a recent book by the Center for Security Policy Press entitled Modern Islamic Warfare, An Ancient Doctrine Marches On. Dr. Rode, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Great to be here, Frank. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, I want to talk about this ancient doctrine marching on, notably at the moment in Syria. I think we can safely begin now to discuss it as post-ISIS Syria. The last vestiges of the one-time caliphate there seems to be pretty much policed up. But Harold Rode, I wonder whether the vacuum that's thus created and the help that we've given to Iran to fill it is not teeing up the next regional war at their very best, and possibly one that will have much farther reaches than that. What are your thoughts on what's happening there at the moment?
We have two major enemies in the Middle East. One is ISIS and groups like it, because when ISIS is finished, a new group will come up. That's the way Islamic warfare works. And the other is the extremist Iranian Shiite government. And it'd be very nice if the two of them want to fight each other. And since we've gone after one, ISIS, but they're both a problem. And if we don't then go after the Iranian government and work for regime change, then it's just a continuation of the problem we have, the forces of evil taking over the Middle East.
An exacerbation of it, arguably, because this is a much more formidable adversary than ISIS ever was. But Harold Rode, am I overstating the case to suggest that the United States has militarily been aiding the Iranians, or at the very least their proxies, notably the Iranian-backed Shiite militias in Iraq, but also, to some extent at least, the people that are bringing ISIS to heel in Syria as well?
I think the problem is that the American establishment at the State Department, at the CIA, and a lot at the Pentagon as well, they really don't understand the culture of the Middle East. And Middle Easterners are very charming, very good at smiling and laughing, not laughing, and making you feel good. And they look right in your face, and they lie to you. And the American culture is not used. You don't look someone in the face and lie. If you're going to lie, you look away or you blink your eyes or something. And we are very easily taken in. I don't understand American policy. Never have, frankly, because these people don't know the languages and the cultures. And when you don't know another culture, it's very easy to be taken in, swayed by it. And that's what's happened. It's sad.
It is indeed. Sad is the least of it, in a way. It could be really tragic, especially if we see Israel responding to the rising presence and threat posed by Iran in Syria as the next flashpoint, as I say, for something pretty horrific. Harold, let me switch gears. One of the folks that you have followed closely as a duty expert on Turkey is Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the man who has now become its president and seemingly has created conditions under which he is its absolute ruler. I know you were listening to Steve Bannon recently talking about the danger this individual represents. What can you share with us about his government, its direction, and particular concern to me is his post-allied role with the United States, even though his country remains a member of NATO?
I like how you call him a post-ally. Turkey is buying weaponry from Russia. It's deeply involved with Russia, whatever our relationship is with it. Erdogan is doing many things which, if you're part of the NATO alliance, are unacceptable. And that means that we should call him on the carpet for that. Now, there are many people who believe that he's one of the most dangerous leaders in the world. And I think in one level that is. And here's why. Erdogan says all sorts of nice things to us. We, you know, we are obsessed with labeling people moderates, which is what we did when we basically helped him come to power in Turkey. We got a moderate ruler. Moderate means that I will get to my goal of Islamifying Turkey and the entire march and have him conquer Europe, have Islam conquer Europe. But I'll do it in a more slyly and quietly and gradual way. I think, was it George Bush Sr., as president, talked about lighting 1,000 lights of candles and then gradually points of light, and you constantly add one more and add one more. And when you add one more and add one more, you don't realize what's going on around you. And that's what the man has been doing since he took over power in Turkey. It's antithetical to American interests and things that we believe in here in the United States.
Absolutely. The difference, of course, of the benign charities that I think was the context in which George H.W. Bush talked about those 1,000 points of light is it's more like 1,000 points leading to a conflagration when you talk about what Erdogan is up to. Let's talk, if you would, Harold, about Qatar in this regard. Qatar, of course, has now become the outcast from the Gulf Cooperation Council, led by the Saudis primarily. Erdogan seems to be determined to ride to the Qataris' rescue. Remind us of the role the Qataris are playing that is causing us such problems, and why anybody helping them is actually not on our side, that's for sure.
Look, here's the bottom line of Qatar. They have a TV station in Arabic called Al Jazeera. Jazeera in Arabic means the peninsula or the island. And the whole Arabian Peninsula, all the little sheikhdoms that are there, and Saudi Arabia and Yemen, is called in Arabic Jazeera al-Arab, the peninsula of the Arabs. And by taking that name for their TV station, they are, in essence, shall we say, if I could say very politely, putting their finger up in the face of the Saudis. They're bad actors. Now, to balance this, to neutralize the United States, they let America build a base there, which I think is about, could cost about $10 billion to do. And it's like, now the Americans, oh my God, we can't do anything to hurt Qatar. We have our base there. Unfortunately, the result is they've neutralized this beautifully. Qatar wants to do anything which is anti-Saudi. And in this case, that it, who's the real Saudi, the biggest Saudi enemies are the Iranians and, for that matter, the Turks. And here's why. Even though both the Turks and the Saudi government are Sunnis, the Qataris support the what is called the Muslim Brotherhood. And Erdogan is a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the Saudis, for a long period of time, were also a supporter of it. But what happened is that the Brotherhood is slowly but surely also trying to overthrow the Saudi regime. Well, that, of course, is not acceptable to the Saudis. And you now have this huge war of which type of fundamentalism is correct, the Saudi version or the Qatari Turkish version. And so they're at war with each other. And as far as we're concerned, it's a very good idea. Let them be at war.
Yeah, let's help, in other words, them kill each other off, I guess, is what it comes down to. You put the Iranians in the mix, they've got their own agenda, of course, Harold Rode, and all of it has at its core the Sharia supremacism and what you've called the modern Islamic warfare doctrine, and the fact that it is very much on the march at the moment, we ignore at our extreme peril. Harold Rode, we're so grateful to you for your clarity on that point, and I commend everyone again. Harold's terrific monograph, Modern Islamic Warfare, An Ancient Doctrine Marches On. And you can find his writings, of course, at the Gatestone Institute. Check it out there. And do come back to us very soon again, Harold, if you would. It's great to talk with you, and hope to do so in the near future. We're going to talk next, speaking of Bannon, with Morton Klein, the president of the Zionist Organization of America, who's under assault at the moment for having Steve Bannon speak at his conference last weekend. That and much more straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.